All right, since it snowed and it appears to be here to stay, Mark Link conveys the story of the South Pole expedition. It began in 1910 and 1911 and 12. Captain Robert Scott, Robert Falcon Scott, to be exact, and four other British explorers in those years set out for the South Pole. They traveled over 800 miles on foot using ponies and dogs. They traveled through snow and bitter cold, and a year later, they reached the South Pole. But their return journey was different. The supporting dog teams, the Siberian Huskies from the base camp, never arrived. As their team pressed on, despite exhaustion, you can imagine, and near starvation, they all eventually froze to death. It was 40 degrees below zero. When you step outside on Wednesday or Thursday, think of them. Imagine living in that environment for almost 2 years. When the bodies of the men were found 8 months later, the last words each had written in their journals were found. Among Captain Scott's last words were these: "Things have come out against us, and we have no cause for complaint, but we bow to the will of God. Had I lived, I should have had a story to tell." He was 43 years of age. Bill Wilson, the expedition's doctor, wrote, "We must do what we can, always, and leave the rest to God. My trust is in God, so that it matters not what I do, or where I go." Their journals were retrieved. Their bodies were left. They were frozen to the ice. After over a century of weather, today their bodies are under 75 feet of snow and ice, drifting on a glacier. As I think of Captain Scott and his fallen men, and as I read about their trek, words come to my mind to describe them. Overall, the word that comes to my mind is their enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm is relatively new in our English language. It's just over 400 years old in our usage. The English word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means God within. Theos, God. En, in. God within. Having God within. That's the meaning of the word enthusiasm. And it's certainly a quality of Isaiah and John the Baptist in our readings today. Think of the enthusiasm the prophet Isaiah needed to say that the shoot will sprout. Think of how God was within him to be a prophet for something that would take 700 years to come to fruition. Think of John the Baptist. John the Baptist had his own following. People were coming to him to be baptized. Think of the enthusiasm he needed to say, no, I am not the one, he is. Follow Christ. Remember, the central figure of Christmas is Jesus. The central figures of Advent are Isaiah and John the Baptist. So Advent is a lot about enthusiasm. But remember, enthusiasm is not just an emotion. It's not displayed through emotion. It can be. It's not merely a feeling. Enthusiasm, having God within, is a commitment. It is persistence, like those explorers at the South Pole. It's perseverance. You cannot step up to the plate consistently unless God is within. You cannot show up for Mass consistently unless God is within. You may not be enthusiastic with the parking and the snow, and I'm sorry, it'll melt by the 4th of July. But you're still here. Enthusiasm brings you to this Mass. All that happens in our life, good and bad, as those men knew they were about to die, they had God within. They were enthusiastic, which, by the way, allowed them to be courageous. Christ needs enthusiastic followers. The church needs enthusiasm. Families need enthusiasm. Children depend on it from their parents. And individually and privately, we need enthusiastic people around us. We need enthusiastic friends. Because enthusiasm is not just contagious in the world. It is necessary for us to get the most out of life. So there you go. When you step outside now on Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and our real feel is about 30 below, think of Captain Scott and his fallen men. Think of their enthusiasm. And as you're cold, say a prayer that our Lord will bestow upon you the gift of enthusiasm.